Reading for September 10th, entitled, The Life of Continual Victory. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 11. The Lord will not accept the work of any man that is not done in tenderness and love and kindness. He has not set us as rulers to lord it over his heritage. Let others be moved by Christ, just as we desire to be moved by him. Night after night, scenes have been presented to me of little companies pleading with God. He would show them some idol they had been cherishing. Some would give this up, and some would not. But the light of heaven shone from the faces of those who would put away their idol. Then other idols would be shown to them, and again some would put these away. But the light of heaven shone upon all who would give up all for Christ. We want to receive everything that God has for us in these days when wickedness is increasing so rapidly. Are we learning the lesson, as we see the increase of wickedness, that we must just as verily increase in righteousness? Do we understand that we must be growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, that we must be living upon the plan of addition? Add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 11. Here is brought to view our eternal life insurance policy. We had better make sure that we are living on this plan of addition, and God will work for us on the plan of multiplication. He will multiply unto us grace and peace. Let us fix our eyes on the cross of Calvary and behold the sacrifice of Christ to secure for us this life insurance policy. If ye do these things, ye shall never fall, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Verses 10 and 11. Taken from Manuscript 73, dated September 10, 1906, entitled, The Work in Mountain View.